And support begins in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome back, everybody, to Nurture and Support, a recommendation podcast. I'm Kelly Toole at KellyThul on Twitter. And with me, as always, is Mel.
Hey, everybody, it's Mel at Karmic9 on Twitter. And we're back for another glorious week of recommendations. Yay!
Yeehaw. And the other thing, and maybe, you know, we don't get a ton of comments. Well, actually, we do get lots and lots of comments on our blog, but they're all frickin' spam. We've got to go clean them out. You get your, ooh, there's something for me to review, and then it's just not.
Crushing disappointment.
Yes. We don't hear from you as much. We miss you. We'd love to hear from you. So if you do get a chance to listen to the podcast and maybe stop by the blog post and throw in a comment, I would ask a favor, which is, and this would help both Mel and I, is I don't know what words to say. After I know my job is to say my name and spell my Twitter handle, and I've got that down, and I think I do that very well, and I'm proud of that work. But then I got to hand it off to introduce Mel. And with me, as always, is sucks. It's really lame. I don't know. I know. I hate it. It's wrong. It's not what I should be saying. But I don't know what to say. So if you have any suggestions, you want to throw them in the comments section. Mel does a better job, but I can't copy her. So
Nothing comes to mind. That chick over there that you can't see,
yeah.
That's Mel.
And I'm not alone. There's somebody else here.
That's good. I'm not alone. I like that.
Yeah, oh. So, okay. Well, let's get rolling. I am going to start off giving a recommendation on a movie. It will be a movie that was not made in the recent past. Mel, would you care to throw out a? Oh, I'll give you a 5-year time range. You want to try and peg this one?
Oh, okay. I'll try. I'll be wrong.
Okay. Motel Hell.
Motel Hell. I don't know. I'm not good with movies, especially names.
1980. So it's a little on the vintage side. And we'll do some research before the blog post goes up. And when I say we, it probably will be Mel, but maybe I can do a little bit of help here too, to see what form factors. I know it's not currently on Netflix. I'm sure it's on Amazon Prime, you know, but we'll have to see where you can get it. But look around for it because it is absolutely worth it. It's almost, you got to think, to be in public domain and on YouTube. I'm not sure. So we'll poke around.
I don't think I've seen it.
It is a wonderful movie. It's a slasher horror movie. The motel is actually Motel Hello, but the O in Motel Hello goes out and flickers so that it says Motel Hell. And appropriately so, because Motel Hello is run by a farmer named Vincent Smith and his stout sister Ida, who okay. wears overalls and is a pretty unpleasant kind of person. But they run this kind of little, small, Norman Batesy kind of hotel. And they're also famous for their delicious smoked meat. It is the most delicious smoked meat ever. And everybody comes from miles around to enjoy Vincent Smith's meat fair, if you will. So, but that's because go ahead.
Let me interject to just say, I just looked it up on Amazon, and it is not free for Amazon Prime members, but you can rent the standard definition for $2.99. That actually, it's not available in HD, obviously, because it's so old. So you can rent it off of Amazon Instant Video for $2.99.
And it, unlike a certain movie that somebody was involved in recommending to me to watch, this is worth $2.99.
Okay.
It is like, so we've had it recently, Tony Solo joined Mel and I, and Mel and Tony had introduced me to Troll 2 and suggested that I view it, and it had been on Netflix, and then it came off Netflix, and so I had
I don't want to take credit for that. I don't want to take credit for torturing somebody with Troll 2.
I believe you were a part of that recommendation one way or another. I think you... You didn't appropriately warn me that
oh, okay.
provide well, that baseline.
If you go into Troll 2 forewarned, you won't make it very far. You have to have some hope that something gets better. So.
And so, and this is like Troll 2 in terms of kind of campy and special effects aren't great and all those types of things, but it's just not as horrific. I mean, the actors are a little over the top, but they're not like this train wreck that's in Troll 2. So Ida, actually the actress that plays Ida does a pretty good job of doing a creepy lady. And the farmer does a good thing too, as Vincent Smith, so he's pretty cool. But it's got like all the types of things of the kind of in jokes and those types of things. Their special ingredient, the reason that their smoked meat is so yummy is it has a special ingredient, and that ingredient is, as you might expect, human flesh. And so what they do is they set up traps around their hotel to get passersby. And once they capture the passersby, they take them to the backyard to their secret garden, and they plant them up to their neck in dirt, cut their vocal cords so that they can't sit, can't speak.
I have seen that. I have seen that. I remember that scene. Okay.
They put like buckets over their heads during the
Yes.
day, so they can stay out of the sun. And I think they feed them a little bit as they kind of get them prepped and ready to go to be part of the meat. So, but like some hippies in a van, 1980s hippies in a van driving down, and they're smoking pot, and he goes, "Man, we need a place to crash." And then instantly, of course, the van crashes, and so there's that kind of humor to it. So it's a really funny, hokey thing. The brother sister combination is super creepy. And then, kind of at the end, and I don't want to spoil. I want to kind of let you kind of have folks enjoy this movie and not spoil it for you. But I will kind of mention, so this is a little spoiler, but it's not too bad. At the end, there's a big conflict scene between Vincent and another individual that's kind of sussed out this is what's going on. And for some reason, Vincent chooses to fight this guy with a chainsaw, which makes perfect sense to me.
Absolutely.
But not only is he fighting with a chainsaw, but he feels the need to put on this gigantic pig head. And so he's fighting this guy wearing this gigantic pig head that just is just the strangest thing in the world. But it's got some clever little lines here and there, which I won't spoil for you. But it's hokey, horror, it's funny. Strange, and you get to see a duel with a chainsaw, a guy with a pig head dueling somebody with a chainsaw. So how can you beat that? So that'd be my.
Absolutely.
And so Amazon Prime, we'll do some other digging around. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a version on. Well, boys are doing it for $2.99 on Amazon on Prime. I bet you're not going to see it on YouTube for free. But we'll look. We'll see what we can find.
Yeah, there's some little pieces of bit, but Wolfman Jack is in this movie.
I forgot to mention that. That was
Yes.
the other thing is that he's about the only one. Rory Calhoun plays Vincent Smith, and he's a moderate name. But yeah, I really should have mentioned that it does feature Wolfman Jack as a preacher, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. And apparently, the biggest problem with Vincent, he has syphilis of the brain. That's the problem, and that causes him to do all this stuff. So, but yeah, Wolfman Jack's in it. So I don't think he makes it very far into the movie, if memory serves. But he is it. So there you go, Wolfman Jack too. How can you beat that? I'm sorry I didn't
And
mention that. Thanks for catching that.
I also see that Roger Ebert gave it 3 stars or 3 thumbs.
Excellent.
That's pretty good for one of those.
Better than Troll 2.
Anything. Watching paint dry is better than Troll 2. Oh, unless you happen to be very, very high on pharmaceuticals, which Troll 2 might actually trip you out. I don't know. Troll 2 is a whole nother story. So I guess we'll go into my recommendation this week. And I haven't done a music one in a little while. So I'm going to subject y'all to more of my cello music. I know y'all are all cheering now. You were just waiting for that one.
We're going to need to get Matt to do a Welcome to Nurture and Cello.
Well, this one's a little bit timely. I'm not terribly familiar with this artist's work. But she's had some news issues that have put her up on Twitter, which led me to listening to a lot of her music, and I really like it. And of course, the first thing I said when it said she was a cellist, I was like, I'm all over this. Her name is Zoe Keating, and in case you've missed any of the stories online, her husband was recently diagnosed with cancer and was put in the hospital for life-saving treatment, and the insurance company denied the claim. And so basically, a bunch of her friends took to the internet and Twitter and to the news media to publicize this story. So I'm just giving you some background about how I heard about her. Her name seemed very familiar to me when I started digging into who she is. She plays a cello, obviously, as I said, and she has toured with a whole bunch of different bands. I don't know if you probably weren't as into Buffy the Vampire Slayer as I was, Kelly. You
That would be a
probably
safe
don't own the
assumption.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer soundtrack.
I do not.
Okay. There's a band on there called Rasputina, and they have a song called Transylvanian Concubine, which I always loved, and they were kind of a cello rock band, steampunk kind of thing. But Zoe Keating did play with them. She wasn't, I think, an official all the time member of the group, but she was featured on a few songs. But she's been all over the place. And this pretty much more recently, a lot of her music has appeared in television shows and commercials. Her music has been in Teen Wolf, which of course I love, and has been in Elementary, if y'all are fans of the American version of the Sherlock Holmes story. I can't say that I've watched it recently, but I know a lot of people say that it's good. But she's got several songs up on SoundCloud, and she's got several songs up on Spotify, though her most recent album is called Into the Trees, and you can buy that directly from her website, which she's known for being one of those artists who doesn't have a label. She represents herself, and so she sells her music herself online. You can buy it from Amazon and iTunes as well, but she also sells it from her own website, and you basically pay what you want for it. If any of you are Amanda Palmer fans, she's also played with Amanda Palmer. Amanda Palmer's well known for this same model of selling her music. It's pay what you want. If you want to pay $1 for the whole album, you can go up there and get on her Bandcamp site and download the whole album for $1. It's pay what you want. So it's timely in the manner that they have a lot of medical bills. So if any of you are fans of cello music and you get on her SoundCloud account and listen to some of her stuff, there's also a lot of stuff on YouTube if you search for Zoe Keating, and I'll have links to all of the different places to find her music on the blog post. But you can then go to her Bandcamp site and download the songs from the Into the Trees album, which is the only one that's up there. But you can get the other albums through the traditional methods. Or you can get on Spotify and listen to her older album, which I really like. And I'm trying to find the name. I didn't have it ready. Sorry. It's called One Cello Times 16. And what is unique about her particular cello music is that she's the only person playing. And it sounds like you have a lot more artists playing the cello. And she does this because she's very tech savvy, as she actually used to work in a tech startup. But she uses a laptop in her performances and samples her own playing and layers it on top of what she's playing live. And it actually sounds like you've got, a little mini orchestra going on, and it's just her. So kind of like how one of my previous recommendations was Peter Hollins, who did the same sort of thing with his voice. Alone with no instrumentation. She's doing the same thing just with her single cello and makes it sound amazingly beautiful. And I really just love her music. I've had a tough day today for the most part, and I came home from work and put on her album. And cello music is very calming and peaceful without being morose and sad. That's what I like about it. Because, life is sad enough. You don't need to listen to sad music too. So I really like her stuff. I'm sorry, Kelly. Were you going to say something?
Well, I have a sad music recommendation for a future show, but I would agree that life is too short to listen to sad music. But if you're going to listen to sad music, I've got the saddest album ever,
Oh,
and I'll be
oh.
making her.
I have lots of sad music that
It's
I've
the
listened
moon.
to, but you know, that's one of those things when you're too happy, you can listen to some sad music to bring you down to, you know, normal levels. And when you've had a bad day, sometimes listening to that sort of stuff is not the best thing for you. But a lot of people that don't listen to a lot of instrumental type music want to think that it's boring and it's mopey and it's sad, and it's not always that way. In particular, I find cellos to be very peaceful and actually kind of a gently uplifting. And I think that's why I like them so much. One of the things that you will find, which I found very interesting, is on her SoundCloud account, she has a cello version of the Star Spangled Banner, which is quite interesting. So I really enjoyed it. I think all of you should go listen to that, but I'll have a link to her SoundCloud account.
Maybe that's
But
how
that is
we should start our shows that way from now on. The cello version. Of course, we have to pay for it or something. Right? So
Yeah,
that's a problem.
that would be the
That's
nice
a
thing to
problem.
do. But her main website is zoekeating.com, and that's Zoekeating. And now would be a great time if you're into that kind of music to get on her website and get her latest album for whatever you have to spend to help them out with their medical bills, because every little bit helps. Incidentally, with all of the media attention to the medical issues, the insurance company did reverse their decision. So there's just another example of how social media and the news actually pointing out a grave injustice like that kind of pays off occasionally. So ZoeKeating.com. Check out Zoe Keating's cello music. It's beautiful and will lift you up and give you wings without the caffeine and sugar of a Red Bull.
There you go. Hey, fun cello trivia for you, Mel. Here's a little bit of
Uh-oh.
just bet you wouldn't know I could bring up cello trivia, but I can.
Okay.
The Who, in one of their earlier albums, the first kind of major song cycle they did before they did Tommy, it's kind of a rock opera. They did kind of a mini version of a song cycle of several things strung together to tell a story, called A Quick One While He's Away. And it's basically the story of a guy who leaves, his wife stays home, she hooks up with Ivan the engine driver, and then apologizes and is forgiven. So that's basically the story. But it goes through all sorts of different tempos and different kind of music structures through the whole thing. For Ivor, the engine driver, you got Keith Moon playing the drums like an engine, pretty cool sounding and all that kind of stuff. But there was one section where they really wanted to have cellos playing as they were doing a transition, in kind of a nice, happy, uplifting kind of way. But they weren't particularly big at this point in time and couldn't afford to bring in professional cello players, so when they got to that part of the song, they just went cello, 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 cello. So, to what they were, they wanted the cello to play, which I thought was kind of clever. So.
Yes, yeah. Well, there's also an interesting live audio on her SoundCloud account of she and I forget who all was involved, but I know she and Peter Gabriel had a spontaneous outpouring of music at some bar.
Oh,
So
very cool.
that audio is up on her SoundCloud account. So there's so much in that in her SoundCloud that I didn't have nearly enough time to go through it all. But what I've listened to both of her albums, and I really like it. I enjoy her music. It's very, very dream poppy, cello it, and I like it. So
Excellent.
I would like all of you to at least go give it a try and listen to it, and at least do that for me, please, because you'll be happier for it.
I don't think you're going to be happier if you watch Motel Hell, but it's kind of fun. So, so you
That has
might
its
be
place.
happier. Yeah,
Slasher movies make some of us happy. I mean, you know, I really enjoyed that. Was it Valentine's Day or Christmas? Oh no, there was a Christmas slasher movie, the one where
Silent
Santa.
Night, Deadly Night.
Silent Night. Thank you. Thank you. I had never seen that before, and I watched that. That was awesome. I really enjoyed that. Put me in the mood for Christmas.
Four Santas had a between Santa and the Martians. He's had a lot of rough treatment in the films. All
Yep.
righty, well, we'll go ahead and move into social media recommendations. I'll start it off. And so I ask for your patience on this, Mel, because it is actually kind of sort of a sports related social media recommendation for the most part. So I think probably about 60% of the tweets from this account, being a little bit plugged into sports, would really enrich your enjoyment of it. But the account I'm talking about is Peyton's Head. That's PeyTonsHead. Peyton Head is Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning's head as a bobble doll. So the avatar is a Peyton Manning bobble doll, bobblehead doll. And Peyton has a largish cranium. His head in the relationship to the rest of his body, it is probably not to scale. And so a bobblehead of Peyton Manning is actually close to scale in terms of what you see. So Peyton's head, that's where the name kind of comes from, is Peyton has kind of a big noggin. But really wickedly funny humor. It is this combination of sports references and pop culture. So sometimes they'll go straight for just kind of pop culture references, but a lot of it is grounded. And it's not just football, but so for instance, the best times are during major sporting events. So the NBA finals are going on, and so during the NBA finals, you'll see him live tweeting, like one of the basketball teams is losing pretty badly, and he's like, "Well, boy, I bet you in the second half they're going to want to get this other really good player from a team that's not playing." And then he ends it with the hashtag, Framily, the whole extended family. So he kind of pulls in what's going on in pop culture and commercials with those types of things. Just wicked funny on a lot of things. It does, like I said, for a lot of times you're not gonna, if you're not following certain levels of sports, some of the references you might scratch your head on a little bit, but not all of them. But the person is very witty. So I am going to make my recommendation for this week, Peyton's Head.
So did Peyton's Head have anything to say about the French Open, which recently ended?
I
Or is
expect.
tennis just not in Peyton's wheelhouse?
Oh, every sport is in Peyton's wheelhouse. And so it's just and Peyton is known for having a really strong throwing arm, and so the hashtag laser arm, you'll see Peyton's Head use laser arm a lot because he's those types of things. Yeah, but I'm sure there's some tweets from the French Open, because it basically any sporting event that's going on, he or she hits, and got about 10,000 followers, does okay, but really funny. So.
I like how you say, "Does okay. I don't have nearly that many followers.
That's
I'm doing
not that's a pretty it's a pretty good number. That's pretty solid.
Okay. Well, let me see. I think my recommendation probably has more followers than that. Let me see.
Oh, I didn't know that.
1.5 million.
I didn't know this was a contest. Oh, what an original recommendation you have, Mel.
I
1.5
know. I know.
million other people have already figured it out.
I know. I know. I'm sorry. We're recording this as E3 is going on, and I've established that I like video games. So I am recommending at IGN for any of you out there, maybe some of you don't understand video games and you want to get more inside information on what's going on in the video game world so that you understand the people around you who are going on and on about video games. Follow at IGN on Twitter, and that's what they do. IGN is the place for video game news, game reviews and previews, guides, videos, walkthroughs, cheats, movie trailers, E3, and everything else you love. In particular, if you're not very good at video games and you need some help with a particular one, chances are IGN has a walkthrough and a help page on that video game to try and help get you unstuck. So check them out. IGN is a big website. And they cover all sorts of cool stuff, not just video games. They also cover television and movies and different sections of the website. But in particular, at IGN is all about video games. And I like them. They tweet pretty screenshots from lots of different games, and they keep you up to date on what new games are coming out in case you've forgotten Or in case you need to get a last-minute gift for the gamer in your life, IGN will help you out with what is the hot new game right now. So check them out.
Very cool. Excellent. I will do that. So they'll have 1.5 million and one followers after this. Woohoo!
Yeah, they're thrilled.
Yeah. I don't think so, but that's all right.
I don't think they're worried about us.
Nope, I don't think so. So before we wrap things up, I'm going to actually talk to Mel before the show. So we're not really sure if this is consistent with policy or not, but we'll give it a shot for this show here. I'm going to give just a super quick re-recommendation. So this is a recommendation I've already made, but I enjoyed it again so much recently. I said, I want to, if you didn't follow the recommendation the first time I said it, maybe if I say it again, you will. So if you get a chance, go back to our very first episode. And I recommended during that very first episode two podcasts from Scott Stranton. The Unpodcast and the Vegas 30 are the two. So the Unpodcast is about marketing and blogging and Twitter and companies and how they interact with people and how you build communities. And then the Vegas 30 is if you're over 30 years old and going to Vegas, here are things to consider to have a good time. Just had some opportunities lately to catch up on some, and I've been catching up on the episodes, and I was like, darn, this is really entertaining stuff. And so get to that, particularly get to that Unpodcast, because it's good stuff. So just wanted to remind folks that I recommended it the first show, and I meant it, and I'm just going to recommend it again. So
he still means it, everybody.
I still mean it.
All right, Scott. It's Stranton or Scranton?
Stratton.
Okay.
He's Canadian.
I can't talk today. So, yes.
I'm with you.
Our very first episode so very long ago.
Yes, indeed.
Awesome. So, I think that wraps us up for this week. Do you have anything else to add?
I do not. Except we can turn it over to Matt to take us out.
Thanks, Matt. And thank you, everybody, for listening. We appreciate it. And remember to leave Kelly some comments about how to introduce me next time.
Yes, and be nice.
And don't make them be mean. Because we are nurture and support, people.
That's right.
Remember
keep that in
that.
Mind.
Nurture and support. So Matt's going to take it away and tell you how to leave those comments, and we'll be back next week.
You can contact us on our website, nurtureandsupport.net, or email us at nurtandsup@gmail.com. That's nurtandsupp@gmail.com. Or tweet us at nurtandsup on Twitter.
Nurturing and supporting. Turning.